Triple M right across the coast. This is Strawdy Fabricki, and that is the great sound of the late, great Murray Happ and the Strawdy Breakfast Show singers, led by the great Tony Verhoeven there, and the It's Friday song for Friday, November the 2nd. Can you believe how quickly this year has gone by? With November, it's weeks away from the C word. Anyway, let's have a look at weather for the coast today. Mostly sunny, very high fire danger, up to about 35 degrees in some of those inland areas today. And for the coastal waters, there's a strong wind warning current for northerlies, 25 to 30 knots. So, gee, for the asthma sufferers and the hay fever sufferers, I don't think it's going to be a very good weekend. It's going to be hot, it's going to be windy, there's going to be pollen in the air, and, yeah, I hope you've got your Claritin and your Intel puffers or Ventolin puffers ready to go. Yes. Major news stories of the day today. Indonesian authorities say they will be immediately examining the damaged black box retrieved from the sunken wreckage of the Lion Air jet that crashed off Jakarta this week, killing 189 people on board. Gee, that's an awful story. Of course, as I mentioned about the temperatures and that, the fire bans are plenty around New South Wales today, as temps are expected to hit 40 degrees plus in some areas. There's a fire weather warning for the Illawarra and the Shoalhaven area on the south coast of New South Wales. And Sydney today, their expected top's about 37, I'm sure, in the western suburbs like Penrith, etc. We'll get to over 40 there today. Amazing. Locally, a man has been charged with murder and refused bail after the death of another man on the Armidale Road in October. He appeared in court yesterday. Further details for that coming up with Lee later. In sport, Cricket Australia Chairman David Peaver has joined the CEO, the coach, the captain on the scrap heap in the wake of the South African ball tampering scandal and this week's damning cultural review into the organisation. Gee, he took a while to go, though. And one wonders who's going to be the next chairman. Mark Taylor says he can't do the job because of his media commitments. And he and Healy also pointed out he was part of the board that was damned in this report as well. So, yeah, we'll wait and see who gets the big top job. Locally in sport, in Oztag, the International Tag Federation's World Cup continues in Coffs Harbour today. And to our locals playing for their country, what a great honour this weekend. About 3,800 players with officials and up to 5,000 families of supporters are in the Coffs Coast region for the Tag Federation's World Cup. What a great event. In bowls, it's the 60th anniversary Riverview Bowls Carnival continuing at North Haven today. And, of course, the Akubra Classic on this weekend. If you love your motorsport, just fantastic. Sunday at the Green Hills Speedway. And there's lots to talk about this weekend, let me tell you. After 7, we will release our top 3 things to do around the coast this weekend. John Michael Hollywoodhausen with all the entertainment goss coming up. Your last chance for the week to pick up 1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of David Schwimmer, Stephanie Powers and Nelly. And also, we've got a couple of double passes to give away to see Russell Morris tonight at the LUSC, the legend, the real thing that is Russell Morris. And also, Christy M with a jam-packed What's On the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710, our telephone number. If you'd like to give us a call, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed via our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:10. We
love our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Cactus.com.au. Please be upstanding for the overlord of all Cactus Island, saviour of the Liberal Party and devoted acolyte of the Cronulla Sharks, the absolutely divine Scott Rabbiton.
Dearly beloved, my sermon today will help us understand why nuclear power is good and why nuclear waste is our friend. Nuclear waste is a toxic substance that we can store in our remote regions and realise a huge profit. Yum! Because the astronomical amount we can charge for radioactive waste storage will mushroom into our economy for the good of us all. So what our country really needs is a bigger nuclear industry to produce lots of nuclear waste to make us all rich, an industry like, well, nuclear power. I mean, look, As the drapes retract so we can see the bridge and the Opera House from our modest new residence, Kirribilli Castle, it should be obvious that nuclear power is a good way for us all to keep our motorised curtains running and our harbourside pools heated and our wine cellars cooled without contributing to global warming. I mean, consider the alternative energy sources. Solar power may be okay, but just remember, the sun gives you skin cancer. One shower with solar hot water and you're likely to drop dead in your own taxpayer-funded bathrobe. And of course, wind power is good for pushing that annoying Sydney to Hobart fleet along so I can have my view back. But just remember that wind is also something that makes babies cry. And who'd want to do that? Hey, not me. I'm nice. So that's why we need nuclear power, the new visionary forward-thinking technology that's proven itself in places like Russia and Japan for decades. Oh, look, I know some people think nuclear power is unsafe, but statistics prove that more people are killed every year by wind power. Hurricane Katrina, Cyclone Tracy, Megan Gale. Will we never learn from history? I mean, just think how destructive geothermal power is. They're still digging bodies up in Pompeii, all boiled alive in lava after Vesuvius erupted. So to avoid being burnt to death, blown to death, or boiled alive, we need nuclear power, clean and fresh. It's like Listerine for the environment. So come on, somebody, build a nuclear power plant. If you have a go, we'll give you a go. Bless you all.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Oh, this is great news. There is going to be a fourth Austin Powers movie, according to Mike Myers. Mike was speaking to the press while he was in New York for the screening of his new movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, a biopic about the band Queen. Now, he says, and I quote, "Keep an eye out for Dr. Evil, baby." Neil Young, who's 72, has confirmed his marriage to Daryl Hannah, who's 57, in a message to urge fans as well to vote in the midterm elections. And the great Russell Morris plays the LUSC tonight in the Red Dirt Red Heart Tour. Tickets are $35. Here's Russell talking about Molly Meldrum and his production prowess. Of course, Molly produced The Real Thing.
He was a great record producer, but laborious. He took forever to do things. The Real Thing took no time at all to record. It took forever for him to mix it.
Fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. What a sunrise, Bluey.
Morning, Johnny. Yeah, how good is it?
Very nice. But I went run across the road to get the papers at 5:30, and the wind is up already out of the north, though, and they're predicting strong ones again today. But yesterday, they never turned up till about 4:30.
No, it was quite nice. A little bit of an easterly most of the day we're on the beaches, but it was just nice to be on the beaches. But as you know, fish don't like to die on good days, and we did it pretty tough out there. We picked up a couple of brim, but couldn't see any whiting. I also noticed they picked up some handy flathead in the SP2 yesterday. So all in all, yeah, the fish has been looked very healthy, actually. There's a lot of fish on the move, but not on the bite at the moment.
All right. What about today? Beautiful and sunny, but that wind is going to blow again, and air temperature up to about 35 in the inland areas. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, we'll be back in the estuary, but we'll target the northern banks, and we'll just try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns this morning.
Or blackfish on prawns.
Eh? I tell you, we've been going very well. It's the Hawkesbury prawns. I've had a lot of success with them. They're coming out of the Hawkesbury. They're a little bit bigger than our normal tweed prawns.
Yeah.
So if anyone's looking for a bigger prawn, look at the Hawkesbury prawns. They are quite good at the moment.
Okie dokie. Well, that's good advice, Bluey. Now, first of the month, we've got a couple of clubs out this weekend.
Yes. To the north of us, the Haddad Amateur Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. 12 o'clock weigh in back of the clubhouse with a barbecue. Also, the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club. Their weighing starts at 11 o'clock in the beer garden on Sunday with a barbecue. And to the west of us, the Warhope RSL Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue.
All righty. OK, well, good luck to all those fishos. Again, looking at the weather, very warm, Bluey, and temperatures like in the 30s they're talking about. And in Sydney, 40 degrees plus in some of those outlying areas. So, wow, it's going to be an interesting weekend. Possibility of a shower, but look, they are saying, Bluey, the old thing, you know, 1 to 5 millimetres. So it's not going to be anything super if it does eventually arrive. But it'd be nice to have a nice warm day and just a quick 10-minute thunderstorm. What do you reckon about that?
Right, okay.
I don't think it's going to happen, though. But anyway, we'll see how we go. All right, Bluey. Now, you had a scratching last week, and, you know, you're just sort of stumbling a bit. You can't sort of find your rhythm. Let's hopefully get that round today. The Bluey Waters, TAB, best bet. What have you got for us?
Yes, we're off to Rose Hill tomorrow. Race 9, barrier 9, horse 2, don't give a damn. That's 5-1.
5-1. Like that. 5-1. It's each way, Oz. That's good. And if that salutes...
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yeah, the Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet this weekend. We're off to Dan Murphy's. We've got Tui's Extra Dry at $39.95 a carton.
What's that a grog, Bluey?
That's $1.66 a grog. How smooth is that on your throat?
Oh, that's smooth on the wallet and smooth on your throat, eh?
Yeah, and good on your cereal of the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Bluey, please. Hector the Erector, that's the sound of the Ivan getting backed up there. There you go.
Beep, beep, beep.
All right. Thank you for that, Bluey, and enjoy the day today. And just repeating, that wind is going to get up. Northern banks of the estuary is what you're looking at doing today.
Yeah, looking at the northern banks. We'll target them for our bream and blackfish on prawns.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 30 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. There are concerns a one-off rate increase could hit pedestrians in the Bellingen and Nambucca Shire Council areas. Ben Sathananthan with the details.
The Old Pacific Highway is due to be handed over by the Roads and Maritime Service. There's the possibility residents in Bellingen will have to pay a one-off special rate increase of 33% and 45% in the Nambucca area. $300 million would be the cost to the taxpayer, although discussions are ongoing with the RMS for adequate financial support.
A famous military rifle has gone to the Bowerville Military Museum. Cowper MP Luke Hartsuker attended the ceremony yesterday, saying it was a special presentation.
Well, yesterday an M16 rifle was handed over to the Bowerville Military Museum by the Department of Defence. This firearm will form part of the fantastic display that is there for people to view at Bowerville.
The assault weapon was used by the Australian Armed Forces from the Vietnam War in 1967 until being superseded in 1989. Pharmacist Judy Plunkett, solicitor Patrick Connigan, electrician and business owner Jamie Harrison and newsagent Chris Genders set to find out which of them will be the Nationals nominee for the federal seat of Cowper. The decision will be made tomorrow at a Nationals meeting in Maxville before the winner is revealed around midday. They'll be vying to take over from the retiring Luke Hartsuker, but will first have to overcome the likes of Labor's seasoned campaigner Andrew Woodward. Mid-North Coast Coles and Coles Express stores have launched their five-week Christmas campaign, helping families struggling with spiralling costs of living. $2 donation cards can be purchased at checkouts, with 100% of the funds going directly to Redkite. They'll go towards providing financial assistance to more than 520 families affected by cancer across New South Wales. And deconstruction of the vacant Food for Less building in Port Macquarie finally underway. The operation delicate, though, given asbestos on site. Despite that, the building should be gone by Christmas. This weekend, we'll see round 5 of the Hastings River District Cricket Competition. Undoubtedly, the match of the round will see Port Pirates in second take on Wauchope RSL in third at Tuffins Lane. Meantime, Camden Haven and Beechwood sitting 5th and 6th will be desperate for their first win at Wood Street. Finally, the only undefeated side, Port City League's Magpies, to take to the pitch against Macquarie. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Good morning. We have a northeasterly wind blowing already this morning, so it's up early, so that means those protected northern corners will have the cleanest and the best conditions for a little surf today, and it will only be little. We do have a small northeasterly swell. Wave size is only around that 2 feet mark at the present time. It may improve as the day progresses. We do have a low tide around 10:30. 5:30 this morning. High tide is around 5 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is down around 17 to 18 degrees. And now for the surf of this weekend, looks like a north to northeasterly winds on Saturday. So again, those protected northern corners will offer the best surfing conditions. We should have a few small waves around. The swell will be from the northeast. Wave size will be around that 2 to 3 feet mark, but it will increase as the day progresses. Then on Sunday, we're going to have a southerly change, so we'll have fairly moderate southerly winds, so those southern corners should have some nice waves. We should have a little bit of leftover northeasterly swell. That'll hang around until about midday, so the southern corners should have some nice waves again around that 2 to 3 feet mark, and then we'll have a new southerly swell that'll start to hit the open beaches sometime Sunday afternoon.
Triple M right across the coast. After 7, we'll release our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. It is Dexy's Midnight Runners and Come On Eileen, especially for Ashley in our schedules department. She's driving in. She's probably shaking her head. Bodge thinks that was spot on. You know the thumbs up, thumbs down type of thing, Lee Jollo?
Yeah,
Bodge gave that one the big thumbs up. Don't ask me to explain it, all right? Okay. Now, also coming up shortly, Lee with the front pages of the papers, his lead story today. And also later on, look for it over the weekend. We're going to publish our top 4 newspaper puns for Pun of the Week. And there are some shockers there already. There's one I've got to mention, an honourable mention in the Port News today. One about the blood bank and Hastings Rotaract. And it was on Halloween. And it's got spooktacular donation at blood bank. That's
nice.
Not bad. All the
yeah,
all
not
the,
too bad.
All
not
the
too
kids,
shabby.
Not too shabby. All the kids all dressed up there. So that may make our final 4. We're going to release that. Look for it over the weekend on the Triple M Facebook site for Pun of the Week. Last week was pretty hard to beat. It was raining puns.
Yeah.
The other really good one, which if you work here. The Triple M fridge is always interesting to find out what's in there.
Oh, I don't want to know what's in there.
I know, but what about on the front? It's got terrible puns. And, you know, when people are selling stuff, they have their name and phone number.
Yeah, yeah. You just take a little tab.
They're bad puns. So they are literally
terrible.
Terrible puns here at Triple M. We just love a good pun.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
What's doing today?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, outrage over Indigenous school scheme, science curriculum, that's another pun, science teachers are being told to incorporate Aboriginal culture into their lessons, a move slammed by critics as nothing more than a silly distraction to appease the PC crowd when our kids are already falling behind the rest of the world. Also, hard work on Nauru. More than 70 asylum seekers on Nauru knocked back an offer to resettle in the US when they heard they would have to work and not receive welfare. And a brick in the fall. Home prices across Sydney have fallen as much as 14% in the past year alone, with our state the worst hit in the country in the biggest downturn in 30 years. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, training ban at RPA over bullying is the headline there. The Royal Prince Alfred Hospital's prestigious cardiothoracic surgery department is to be barred from training doctors over bullying allegations. The Royal Australasian College of Surgeons has withheld training accreditation for the department next year. Gangster's new life ends in ambush. Sydney gangster John Macris was expanding his business in his new home of Athens, moving beyond nightclubs to enter the security business. But whatever safety precautions he took failed when he was shot dead at about 8 p.m. on Wednesday outside his home in Greece. And anguish for famed pilot's family. Nancy Bird Walton's brother John was one of 19 survivors when his ship was torpedoed in World War II. His daughter Mary Ann Bird had served in the Army Reserve for 29 years, so it was a shock when the Department of Home Affairs came to challenge the citizenship of all of John's children. That story, as I say, in the Sydney Morning Herald.
Good on you, Lee. Locally with you, there's news from the council in Nambucca and also that body found in the back of the ute last month, the man appearing in court yesterday charged with murder.
Yeah, exactly right. So the Nambucca Shire Council and also Bellingen, they're possibly going to have to foot the bill of the old Pacific Highway handover And that's a mandatory thing that happens. Yeah. It's up to $300 million. So as a result, a 33% special rate increase possible for Bellingen and 45% for Nambuckashire. Hopefully not going to be the case because they're now talking with the RMS around that. And hopefully that situation can be resolved. Also, as you say, a man's been charged with murder in Coffs Harbour over that shooting in Dundurrabin to the far west of Coffs. The man was found with a bullet in his torso a couple of weeks ago on October 18th, actually. And thankfully now Strike Force Laurentium has gotten to the bottom of that, and a man has, as you say, been charged with murder.
Yep, refused bail too. Good on you, yep. Lee. Thank you for that. Details of those stories, plus all the local sport coming up at the weekend. Crikey, we've got some stuff on. We've got the World Cup of Tag on, yep, in Coffs, yep, Harbour. We've got the Akubra Classic on for motorsports enthusiasts. Actually, I know you love your motorsport. Have you ever been there?
I haven't.
It is a great track, honestly. Yeah. Sensational. Really quick track.
I'll have to look it up.
They have a ball there. It's a really big day coming up on Sunday as well. So much happening. Lee Jollo with all the latest coming up after the national news at 7 here at Triple M. The Westport Macquarie Tennis Club have their family open day on tomorrow, 10 till 11.30. Now, there's free tennis for parents, grandparents and kids, along with a sausage sizzle and special membership deals. In motorsport, the 28th Akubra Classic is on Sunday at the Greenhill Speedway in Kempsey. Racing starts from 10.30 with senior, juniors, ATVs and sidecars. Really worth checking out. And the Blue Moon Charity Rodeo is on tomorrow at the Kempsey Showgrounds. Now, it's a big fundraiser for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. Here's Pete Farley with more.
Life Music from 5.30. A pet and zoo for the kids. Kids rides, a licensed bar. The best bull riders in the country start at 7. They go on to about 9.30.
Stone's top three things to do this weekend on Triple 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 M. I'm the free online computer-generated voice for Stone's.
It is Jordy Fabrecki and In Excess there. Listen like thieves. It is 14 past 7. Beautiful morning across the coast. It's going to get windy and very warm. I feel for the poor old asthmatics and the people that suffer from allergies. Windy, you've got the pollen in the air. And as we always say, it's going to be up to 35. Going to the beach today, everybody wants to be there, but please make sure you're going to a patrol beach. Well, it was big news a few weeks ago when Wauchope was taken out of the Premier League in the football for 2019. It was to be an 8-team competition, but there's been a reversal of that decision. I thought we'd get the word from the top man, President of Football Mid-North Coast, Mike Parsons, on that decision. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Johnny. Good morning to you and everybody out there.
Yeah, let's just back the bus up a little, Mike. The decision to leave Wauchope out, what basis was that made on?
Well, look, 2 years ago, the Premier League clubs decided amongst themselves at a number of meetings that we'd revert back to an 8-team competition in 2019. And so the team that finished last at the bottom of the table in this year's competition would be relegated. And in order to maintain a higher standard of football and have enough players to go around. And look, that was a decision that was owned by the member clubs at the time. And I guess, yes, since then there's been a groundswell of opinion that perhaps Wauchope were entitled to another season, as they'd only just got themselves together. And look, they did have a reasonable year, and it was pretty tight at the bottom of the table. So that was the start of it all. So it was a decision owned by all the Premier League clubs at the time, and a decision that they were quite happy with moving through the season as well, Strawny.
Yep, and again, you are now reflecting what's been a massive few weeks of emails and letters, and that decision has now been reversed.
Absolutely. Look, all the Premier League clubs supported, or a majority of the Premier League clubs supported Wauchope staying in the competition for 2019. And look, as a board and a caretaker of the game, we're certainly not a monarchy. We're a democratic organisation. And look, jokingly, we did earlier refer to it as a reversal of the greyhound racing situation. And I guess that was a positive move as well. So, yeah. in all sincerity, governments and boards should be able to move with the populace. And whilst I do appreciate a substantial shift in our current position, you know, as a governing body, we should be able to reflect our valued stakeholders and if they've got revised opinions, and be mindful that our charter is caretaker of the game, not the owners of the game. So, look, I think to be able to not be immovable and continue to act in the best interests of those people we represent is an admirable quality in any organisation. And my board supported me in reviewing that. And so Warhope will be back in the competition for 2019. But it also gives us a chance to reconsider our options for the following season, 2020 and beyond. So we'll be meeting with the Premier League clubs and other interested parties to formulate a plan moving forward. And that may be not to have a reserve grade, to have a youth league to follow the Premier League around. It may be to have a 9, a 10, even a bigger team competition if we revise it. So all we're ever looking to is improve the standard, improve the quality of the game and the enjoyment of the game. So look, at the end of the day, win, lose or draw, we've made a decision to reverse the decision, and I'm sure there's plenty of people at Warhope happy and a number of Premier League clubs are supporting it. We've had some positive feedback on the social media and through emails. So look, at the end of the day, happy to take on board that, and that's what we've done, Strawny.
Well done, okie dokie. That sounds fantastic, and I think also we're not actually in the A-League. I think a lot of people wouldn't mind the bye for a weekend off to get family stuff done if you've got the 9 teams, Mike.
Well, look, a bye is a bye is a bye. However, you know, we're also trying to keep the competition alive at the bottom end of the table throughout the season. So there was plenty of interest in the bottom end, you know, with promotion relegation. So we'll still be looking at that sort of a formula. But in the meantime, we'll take a deep breath. We'll get together and we'll formulate a concrete footprint for the future of the Premier League going forward from next year. So, look, I think all in all, it's been a worthwhile exercise. And again, happy to listen to our valued players and over 7,000 registered players in Football Mid-North Coast. So it's a fairly large organisation looking after a lot of different departments and different levels of football. And Premier League's just but one of those.
Good on you, Mike. All right, enjoy the weekend. I don't know if we're going to get a surfing champion by the look of this northerly, but anyway.
We'll give it our best shot in a protected corner somewhere, my friend.
All right, good on you, Mike. Thanks for joining us. Well done.
Thanks, Mark. Cheers, everybody.
Mike.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen from Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtell.
Yes, here he is, John Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Holiday Coast.
At our sponsors, we had a great premiere of Bohemian Rhapsody during the week. Glenn A. Baker was there and everyone enjoyed it. And all think that Rami Malek may get a few nominations for his role. No matter what you think of the film, his role was tremendous.
There were incredible dramas making that film. I think he had dramas with the director, John Singleton. It wasn't an easy film to make, apparently.
Yeah, but a brilliant performance. Anyway, we'll wait and see what the critics say about that one. Now, great news if you're a Rambo fan. How old would Rambo be?
About 110, he should be on a walking frame. But they're doing another one. 10 years after they did the last one, they're doing another one. And the reason they're doing it, the Rambo films have made well over $1 billion, right? And apparently the buyers, that's the people who buy their films for distribution in their countries, are rushing to buy it. It still hasn't lost its appeal with people in, you know, countries right around the world are still big Rambo fans. Now, Stallone, this was always one of Stallone's, what would you call it, his franchise. And we always remember the first one. A lot of controversy about them because of the violence but now, of course, considering the movies today, you could show this to kindergarten kids. But Sylvester Stallone has just beat some allegations made against him back in a woman claims back in the 1990s he was behaved in an untoward manner towards her, and that's been thrown out of court. So his career at the moment is very safe, and he can go ahead and do Rambo again.
Eartha Kitt, gee, what an absolute legend. They're going to do a film about her.
Yes, Eartha Kitt, one of the great performers. Isn't it interesting, all these biographies about singers like, you know, Queen and I think Chuck Berry, they're doing one, and it just goes on because they're and Tina Turner, etc. They're doing another one about Tina Turner. It's very interesting when you see, and they usually if they've had great live, well, I know in the theatre, that's why the jukebox musicals work, when they're about singers that have had really great, interesting lives, you know, maybe ups and downs. But, yes, Eartha Kitt, of course, we remember as Catwoman in the old TV, Batman TV series.
She was fantastic.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a funny story about Eartha Kitt. I interviewed her. She was doing a show which was an all-black version of a musical called Kismet. It was called Timbuktu. So I interviewed her, and we had a long chat, and it was very nice. Anyway, I was in Sydney, and she was at the airport. She came rushing up to me and gave me the most passionate kiss. There were no selfies in those days, but I thought, well, I must have made an impression on her. I interviewed her. Yes, I couldn't believe it, because, you know, she was the epitome of the slinky, sexy character. Yeah, the kissing little Johnny, very, very hard on the lips.
Yeah, very nice. So, yeah, the Catwoman stuff is the stuff I remember from when I was little. She was just amazing.
And she did some great songs, you know, like Santa Baby and... the wonderful. They always trot that out at Christmas time. But she was a wonderful performer, very interesting person who had a great story to tell. So that will be in the movie, no doubt.
Okay. And there's some great theatre news coming up.
Yes, they're doing a theatre in Westwood, which is a lovely area of Los Angeles, not far away from the University of California in Los Angeles. There's a theatre there that hasn't been used for years, and it's been bought by the university, and they're calling it the Leonard Nimoy Theatre, you know, after Dr. Spock in Star Trek. The reason being that he left a lot of money to the university, and his widow has apparently donated a lot of money. So it will be a live theatre named after Leonard Nimoy, not very far away from the live theatre named after Kirk Douglas as well, the Kirk Douglas Theatre. So there's quite a few theatres in Los Angeles actually named after people that were iconic actors in the movies or television.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he did a terrible version of I Had a Hammer. Do you remember that one, John Michael?
Leonard Nimoy,
yeah.
No, I never heard that. I'm lucky, am I?
Oh, yeah. Have a listen to him.
He was an interesting man.
Yeah, here he is.
They left all this money to have this theatre, so they bought this theatre that hasn't been open. It couldn't be a better place. It couldn't be a better place. I tell you, it's a wonderful location.
For sure. All right, John Michael, thank you for that. We will leave everybody with a little bit of Leonard Nimoy. This is not the best song. It's a little bit of Pierce Brosnan coming out at him, I think, here. But John Michael, for Kieran and the team at Majestic, thank you for that. We'll talk to you same time next week.
Okay, mate. See you then.
I had a hammer. I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land.
All over this land.
I'd hammer out danger.
Danger.
I'd hammer out a warning.
Warning.
I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land. Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening. All over this land.
All over this land.
I'd ring out danger.
Danger.
I'd ring out a warning.
Warning.
I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land.
Strawny.
Strawny for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Land birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's go to East Kempsey and say a very good morning to Elizabeth. How are you, Elizabeth?
Hi, Johnny. Good day.
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend?
Ooh, I don't know. It's going to be quite warm. Maybe swimming in the pool.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea too. Up to 35 near where you are today. So, yeah, you might need to jump in for a quick dip. All right, Elizabeth, hopefully you can put your bag down with $1,000 in it beside the pool if we spin this up for you. What number are we looking for you on the wheel thanks to 40 Winks?
Number two.
Number two. All right, here we go. For Elizabeth, we want number two. Come on, number two. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Coming around.
Come on,
Johnny. Coming around. It went straight past the rotten thing and lands on the number 30. We were close. Nope. Can't give you the cash, but Elizabeth, I've got your phone number details. End of the month, we do the draw for the big Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies, and you're in the running to win that. And enjoy having a splash in the pool.
Thank you.
Good on you, Elizabeth. Bye. Birthday is today. I can tell you that Tom Purcell is having a birthday today. Now, it's at quite a significant milestone, but we're not allowed to say. From all your family, your six kids, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, they want you to have a fantastic day today. Tom, good on you, buddy. Also, a journo friend of mine, who I call the story magnet, he's unbelievable, this bloke, is birthdaying today, the great Terry Allen. Good on you, Terry. And Tony Key. Fellow boatie is birthdaying today. Good on you, Tony. I'm sure you're going to have a great day today. Enjoy it. You're going to get sport by your family and friends, I hope. I know you will, champion. And people like Tony and Terry and Tom, who's got a milestone today, Tom, they are sharing their birthdays with the likes of David Schwimmer from Friends, who's birthdaying today, Stephanie Powers, and Nelly, who's actually a bloke, all born on this day, the 2nd of November.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Triple M right across the coast. It's Johnny Fabrecki. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowler. Big Melbourne Cup Day coming up. Bobby driving the courtesy bus. Will he have the jockey silks on? Bobby's opening the door of the bus. He's letting people on. It's going to be a big day at the club. I'll go out of race caller voice now. Good on you, Bob. Yes, them and Gloria. It is 17 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy. You're impressed by my shirt, aren't you?
Well, I was just about to say, perhaps all that energy is oozing out of that Hawaiian shirt that you're wearing today.
Come on, it's
Friday. Come on, you do not wear colours like that in floral.
No, it's good, it's good.
I've never seen you wear it. I love it, though.
Well, we're a great pair because I have my Hawaiian shirt on and Christy has dog slobber on her pants.
Yeah, young Cass up the hallway. It was her birthday yesterday, yeah. And her parents drove down from Brisbane with her puppy dog. He's actually a very, very big puppy dog. He's
got
chocolate
a great
lab,
yeah.
And his name's LeBron James.
LeBron James after the basketballer.
You know when they're still pups, but they're big dogs and they're super goofy and they just jump around as like a little kid in a candy shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the girls in the office are all slobbered up now.
All slobbered up. Okie dokie. Okay, here is the slobbered version of Christy with what's happening today.
The New South Wales Mid North Coast Premier Rural Lifestyle ProAg Field Days is supported by BCU, and that'll return to Maxville Showground for two big days, today and tomorrow. The Lower Macleay Education Network is holding its annual fete at the Gladstone Public School today from 4 o'clock till 7, so there's loads of games and rides for the whole family to get along to. The Mid-North Coast Charity Golf Day in support of the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service is at the Port Macquarie Golf Club. It's a three-man Ambrose 12-hole novelty competition. It's teeing off at 1 o'clock, followed by a presentation and auction. I know where you'll be at that time, in that lovely Hawaiian shirt of yours. Anyway, the free lunchtime concerts are at the Glasshouse continuing today from 12:30. And also at the Glasshouse, HSC students have their visual arts major bodies of work on display in the Art Express exhibition.
Good on you, Christy. Thank you for that. And we were just talking earlier about which we're going to go to, where are we going to go, who's going to win the punt of the week. Now, we started this a couple of weeks ago, and what we do is we pick Newsman Lee and myself pick our four favourite puns of the week. We put them up on the Triple M Facebook site over the weekend, and you can vote for your favourite pun. Now, I'll give you the four finalists, Christy. You're going to tell me your favourite. Spitting chips over fish shop. All right. That was a story about a dispute, a neighbourly dispute. Also, science curriculum. About some teachings that is on in today's paper, actually, about the KISS tour next year. It's time to kiss us goodbye. Rock legends KISS will tour Australia for the final time next year. And diddly squat, that story of that bloke who ended up with $1.7 million on the vacant house that he just took over.
Yeah, he was a squatter and then renovated it and got heaps of money.
So Spitting Chips Over Fish Shop, Science Curriculum, It's Time to Kiss Us Goodbye and Diddly Squat. Have a look at those. Our pun of the week for our newspapers, and we'll announce the winner on Monday on what you voted for. What are you doing at the weekend?
What am I doing? I'm not renovating, I'm landscaping.
You're either going to weddings or you're renovating.
So, or going camping.
or going camping,
oh, geez, all of our weekends are tied up.
Have you got a free one between now and Christmas?
Nope.
There you go.
What about you?
Everybody's the same. Everybody is the same. Anyway,
it is like 6 weeks till Christmas?
Oh, no, don't say it. Yeah, it's not even that. Thank you, Christy. Now, if you're a non-profit community group,
you can go to triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Take care. Bye.
Good on you, Peter. That's it for us on the show for today. It's been a great week. I got to meet, finally, a bloke I've spoken to many times over the years, Glenn A. Baker, this week, and we spoke about the new Queen film at Majestic Cinemas. His music festival, film festival, is on at Majestic. Some really great films there. You got some time over the weekend, go and have a look. It is just a sensational lineup. Actually, I put, I think, 3 or 4 minutes of our chat with Glenn DeWeer during the week. I'm going to whack a podcast up. It goes for 18 minutes. If you love rock and roll history, head to the Triple M podcast site or the catch-up site on our website and Facebook site, and you'll see it there. He's a fascinating guy. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. We're talking travel with the great man John Joyce, and also how you can win a new mower thanks to Lights, Tire, Auto and Mower, where you can mow like a boss. I'll tell you more about that on Monday.
Friends, you can hold your head high.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Make